According to the Bible, Adam, peace be upon him, was the first man on the face of the earth. And if you calculate the genealogy, etc., we come to know the exact time when Adam, the first human being according to the Bible, peace be upon him, came on this earth. That's less than 5,800 years. Because if you calculate from Adam, peace be upon him, till Noah, peace be upon him, it's 1948 years. From Noah to Jesus, peace be upon them, it is 1,800 years. And from Jesus, peace be upon him, till today, it's approximately 2,000 years. So it comes to 5,748 years, till today, approximately. Less than 5,800 years. That means the first human being on this earth stepped 5,800 years ago, less than that. But today, we have fossils of human beings which are 10,000 years old, which are much more older than that. It's unscientific to say that the first human being came on this earth less than 5,800 years ago. The Quran too mentions that Adam, peace be upon him, is the first human being, but doesn't give it a date, like 5,800 years old or 10,000 years old. It doesn't give it a date. The scientists have got no objection in accepting the Quranic version. Furthermore, the Bible speaks about the flood at the time of Noah alayhi salam, at the time of Noah, in Genesis chapter number 6, 7 and 8. And in Genesis chapter number 7, verse number 19 and 20, it says that the full world was submerged underwater. Full world. And the date when this took place is 21st to 22nd century BC. Today, archaeological evidence shows us that there were civilizations like the 11th dynasty of Egypt and the 3rd dynasty of Babylon, which survived without an interruption. There was no sign of a flood. So surely there could not have been a universal flood in which the full world was submerged in 21st or 22nd century BC. It's unscientific. The Quran too speaks about Noah alayhi salam and the flood. Point number one, it doesn't give any date. Point number two, nowhere does the Quran say that the full world is submerged. What the Quran says, that the people of Noah alayhi salam, the Qaum, the Ummah of Noah alayhi salam, they were submerged. And today archaeologists, they say, we have no objection in agreeing that a part of the world could have been submerged. In the field of zoology, the Bible says, in the book of Genesis, most of us know about the story of Adam and Eve, peace be upon them, and how they were tempted by the devil. And the Bible says that the devil came in the form of a serpent. And in Genesis chapter number 3, verse number 14, Almighty God curses the serpent and says, the food of the serpent shall be dust. That means dust will be the food of the serpent. The serpent shall eat dust. The same message is repeated in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 65, verse number 25, that the serpent shall eat dust. I have not come across a single book on zoology which mentions that serpents eat dust. It's a scientific error. Furthermore, it's mentioned in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 6, verse number 7, that the ants have got no ruler, have got no overseer, have got no chief. And as I mentioned earlier, that the ant is a very sophisticated insect animal. It has a sophisticated method of labor in which they have got foreman, supervisor, manager. They even have a queen. So it's unscientific to say that the ant have got no chief, no overseer, no ruler. It further mentioned in the book of Jobs, chapter number 39, verse number 13 to 17. It describes an ostrich and says that the ostrich is a stupid bird, and it is not intelligent, and it lays its egg on the earth and leaves it in the hot sand and doesn't know that its foot can damage and kill the egg, and it is very harsh to its young one. This was the thinking of the human beings earlier, that the ostrich is a stupid bird and it is very harsh to its young one. But today science is advanced, and even if you read Encyclopedia Britannica, Encyclopedia Americana, it says that the ostrich is not a stupid bird and it takes care of its young ones. It lays its eggs on the earth like the other birds, but it sees to it that it takes care of the young ones. And even when the mother goes away, the male bird, it incubates and takes care of the egg. And these encyclopedias mention that the ostrich is a caring bird, indicating that the information in the Bible about the ostrich is a scientific error. Furthermore, it's mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 11, verse number 20. It gives a list of food which is an abomination, which is prohibited for the Christians to have. And it says in Leviticus chapter number 11, verse number 20, that you shall not have the fowl, the birds which are four-footed. You pick up any book on zoology, you will not come across a single book on zoology which says that the birds or fowls have got 4 feet. Have you seen a bird or a fowl which has got 4 feet? I mean, the birds have got only 2 feet. There are some of the Christian scholars who say, "Uf," the word used, a Hebrew word, the translation is not bird, it's an insect or a winged creature. Even if we agree that the Bible says that you shall not have the winged creature or the insect which have got 4 legs, that's what is there in the New International Version. Even a student who has passed elementary school knows that the insect doesn't have 4 legs, it has 6 legs. There is no insect, there is no flying creature which has got 4 legs. They have got 6 legs. Furthermore, the Bible says in Leviticus chapter number 11, verse number 6, that the rabbit, the hare, it chews the cud. And today science tells us that though people thought earlier the rabbit chews the cud, it moves its mouth, but the rabbit does not chew cud and doesn't have a ruminant stomach like a chew cudder. It's a scientific error in the Bible. The Bible speaks about mythical animals, non-existing fabulous animals, and it speaks about it as though they really exist. The Bible speaks about unicorn in the book of Job, chapter 39, verse number 11 and 13. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 37, verse number 4. As well as the book of Psalms, chapter number 22, verse number 21. It speaks about unicorn. And if you look in the Oxford Dictionary, unicorn is a horse which has a horn in the center. These you find in fairy tales. There's no scientific book in zoology which mentions about unicorn. It's only in fables you find them. The Bible speaks about cockatrices in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 59, verse number 5, and the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 8, verse number 17, about cockatrices. What's a cockatrice? If you look in the Oxford Dictionary, it says, it's a fabulous animal, that is a cock having a serpent's tail. It's known as cockatrice. A cock having a serpent's tail, you only find in fables. The Bible speaks about dragons in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 27, verse number 1, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 9, verse number 11, and in the book of Jobs, chapter number 30, verse number 29. Dragons. And look in the dictionary, again, a mythical animal, like somewhat like a reptile, and fire comes out from the mouth. You see that only in movies and in fairy tales. The Bible speaks about fiery serpent in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 14, verse number 29, and the book of Isaiah, chapter number 30, verse number 6. Fiery serpents. Fire coming out from the mouth of the serpent. All these animals are mentioned in the Bible as though they really exist. And if you look up in any zoological encyclopedia, none of these animals are mentioned to exist on the face of the earth. Not today, not even in the past. In the field of medicine, the Bible shows a way how to disinfect a house which is suffering from a plague of leprosy. The Bible says in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 14, verse number 49 to 53, it says that if the house is infected with the plague of leprosy, take 2 birds, kill 1 bird, and in that blood of that killed bird, dip it with scarlet, with wood, and with a live bird, and put it on running water, and sprinkle with that blood the house 7 times. And it will be disinfected from the plague of leprosy. Today we know that blood is a very good media for germs and bacteria. How can you use blood to disinfect the house? It's unscientific.